This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety.
Yeah, they are.
It is Friday. Sarah and Vinny show. Thank you so much for listening today.
Friday is always one of our best days.
Disney all day today, too. Making it an extra special Friday. Right now, take the word light, L-I-G-H-T. Text it to our contest line, 20357. That enters you to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Text light to our contest line, 20357. You'll also be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation when you do this. You could win the 4-pack of tickets and be maybe the winner of the grand prize. Incredible. It's a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is light. 1 hour from now, another code word. And all throughout the day, all the live long day, till about 6:05. Not even about, till exactly 6:05 when Jane gives you the last code word of the day.
Hard to be exact when, you know, music and commercial, you got to time that stuff out.
Right around 6:05.
All right.
You're right. So I don't know about this, about some of these movies that are out this weekend. I was surprised to see that Sydney Sweeney has a new movie out this weekend. It's rated R. It's called Americana. And I feel like people who fake a Southern accent, I'm not saying that any accent's easy. Some people can do accents, some people can't, but there's a million others, like the Georgia peach, and then there's like a Texas, the drawl.
Even in my state, there are two separate accents. Up north, where I'm from in the east, we have more of a Virginian accent, which is just a little slower, a little more pronounced, and then down south, it's, they talk real high-pitched like this all the time.
Oh, high-pitched talking.
Yeah, real high-pitched Southern accents. So, I mean, there's tons of them.
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like, okay, put a little twang in your voice. Well, maybe you're pulling off a whole role.
When you hear about an actor that does, I think the term is method acting, where they stay in position at all times, I would think that's one of the reasons you do it.
Right.
Is to just be in this act.
You are working on that.
The continuity over the course of 6 months in a film is one of the hardest things to keep straight. And I can see why an actor would say, I got this. I am not letting this go.
Right.
I'm living in it. Because those accents are the ones, you've never let Keanu live down his bad British
accent. Absolutely horrible.
What is it? What is
Bram Stoker's Dracula? I've seen many strange things already.
Dirt
with blue lights poking out from the dirt. The dirt bath.
Dirt. Wait. Earth.
The earth, right.
How do you not...
Earth.
Anyway, I can see where there are people who will never let you live down your bad job at their particular accent. So I can see why you'd live in it. So you're saying she did a bad job.
Well, maybe I only saw a couple of lines that I went, what the hell is she doing? But that's just me. So I'm only looking at the trailer. I actually think Sydney Sweeney's very talented. I think and Purdy, like she's, I have no beef with her, but I did laugh out loud at the accent. And then I was like, hey, can you grab this? She says very little in the trailer. So we just took a few chunks and put them together. And Bob goes, I have no interest in this movie as she's listening
to harsh.
The thing. So here it is. It's called Americana. I did put the all this stuff here. I'm going to tell you some movies this weekend. And they're all, the trailers are all up at the Serenity Facebook page. Sydney Sweeney plays a shy waitress who overhears a buyer offering $500,000 to whoever can steal a rare Native American artifact for him. She teams up with another character and they try to get their hands on it. And then chaos erupts after someone beats them to the thievery. And then Halsey all of a sudden is in the movie.
And it looks like she did a good job.
She's
much better in the trailer.
She's got, I don't know what she has all different color. I always think of her as having kind of red hair, but she, you know, her hair's sort of like a shaggy shoulder length black. She's very recognizable as Halsey. She has a beautiful face.
Halsey does?
Halsey.
Absolutely.
I really feel like I forget how, like I'll see her in something and go, yeah, I forget how gorgeous she is.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she's in this too. And that's a basic summary of the plot. But here's just a little taste of the Vinny, your hands
I have a
up.
Question okay. before you do that. Do you think you could act?
No, I don't. I know I couldn't. I just can't. When everyone's, first of all, I have no memory. I could never remember the lines I have to come up with.
Well, that is
Secondly,
true.
I am just too in my own head. I actually think you have to be a little bit able to empty your head to like become this other character. I definitely, do you think you could act?
I think there are certain act that, in general, no, I would not take a job where they said, you've got to do this accent, a Boston accent through the whole movie and get it right.
You didn't tell me I had to do a Boston. Yeah, I could do that.
I would say I'm not taking those jobs. Do I think I could do what Charlie Sheen or they? I just was reading an article. Oh. And I don't look like them. I'm not saying that. But the people who act as themselves in everything they do, yes, I could do that.
The single tone.
Yeah, I was reading George Clooney catches crap everywhere he goes because he always plays himself.
Mm.
And his response was, bleep you. It's hard to do that. And I went, well, he's allowed to say whatever he wants. But I could do that. I don't think I could, like,
you're not
going to
be a thespian.
I'm not morphing into all these characters where you just, person disappears and something comes out of them. No.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, and a lot of people, you know, if they've got the budget for it, I guess, they would have an accent coach. I mean, actually, I thought one of my favorite movies is Emma. Which the version that stars Gwyneth Paltrow. And in it, she...
I don't know it.
It's
a period
based on
piece.
Like a Jane Austen book. And it is in fact a period piece. She tries to play matchmaker and winds up in love herself. It's a lovely little story. So, and it's just, you know, it's a period piece and they're all riding horses and hanging out at castles or whatever, I guess. Places that are charming. And she does an English accent in it and it's perfection. I think she does a really great, and she has done that in other movies as well. She just does a really great accent. And I always thought, I wonder if there's either she knows someone who has an English accent that she's spent her whole life sort of cultivating that, or they got her someone specifically when she first started to do roles that required it. She's just very convincing. Now there's other people who it ruins it, no matter how good their acting is. It's really noticeable. You know what's a good example of that is Robin Williams playing a Boston professor in Good Will Hunting. His accent is terrible. It took me out of the movie completely.
Mm.
It's ridiculous. And then you got Matt and Ben.
Well, it's possible he said, yeah, boys, I'll do you a favor, but I'm not learning a Boston accent. Yeah. That's not
he
happening.
Tried. He did try.
I'm Robin Williams. Yeah. I do what I want.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. And he did do them a favor. That's a
Big time.
That's a great movie. And him being in it raised the awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so back to the story. Americana, rated R, in theaters this weekend. However, it is in limited release, though. So it's, you know, bigger cities. You may be able to find this. But it's Sydney Sweeney playing a shy Southern waitress.
Okay.
All right, here's just the clips we put together.
Oh, God, music is there.
Huh? Yeah.
I think something bad's going down. At singing? I'm a hidden gem.
That's her Southern accent. Unfortunately, she doesn't say much more than that in the trailer. But even her face looks completely uncomfortable as she delivers the lines.
Maybe they picked bad parts. I don't know why you do that for a trailer. You want to play the best parts.
You would think. And you'd want to show as much of Sydney Sweeney as you possibly could, is what I was thinking.
Well,
and Halsey, of course. Let's get some Halsey in there.
I'm a hidden gem.
Jim.
It's possible they got the hot young starlet in hopes that she'd pull it off and then got out to the set for the first day and went, oh, we're...
Oh, no. Okay.
We are so screwed.
Well, what are you going to do? So that is that's limited release. It's called Americana. And if you want to see Sydney Sweeney wearing tight t-shirts, cute little outfit.
She got that right.
Yeah, she sure did.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a movie out this weekend called Nobody, the number two. And I went, there was a nobody? There was a
yeah,
nobody
Yeah, I
one.
Know that movie.
Yeah. You know, I went and looked for it to see how it did. And it's not a runaway hit by any stretch of the imagination. But it had a $16 million budget. And it made about, I think it was $57 million. Let me find it here. Yeah, exactly. That's it. Worldwide, it took in $57 million. So Nobody is a movie from 2021. It stars Bob Odenkirk.
And if you've seen him, he's Saul and other characters on TV.
Oh, very recognizable. Yeah,
you
know.
If you see him, you'd say, no, I don't buy him as a superhero type. He's not a superhero. It's not one of those, but he's a guy.
He's like a gray man in a way. That's what the synopsis kind of reminded me of. Like, nobody really would suspect him, but he's got mad skills. So the synopsis for the one from 2021 is a docile family man slowly reveals his true character after his house gets burgled by two petty thieves, which leads him coincidentally into a bloody war with a Russian crime boss. Oh, okay. In this one, Bob Odenkirk returns as the character Hutch Mansell, I don't know, a former government assassin. So that must have gotten revealed in Nobody. So spoiler alert.
I saw it and I didn't hate it, but it is not. You would not expect this guy to have even been hired for this role, but you also wouldn't have seen Liam Neeson becoming the next big action star when Taken was put out.
Right. And
Taken launched him into 10 other movies where he's a guy in his 70s.
But a very particular set of skills.
Mm-hmm. Out there, you know, conquering the world.
Yeah. So he returns as this character, Hutch, a former government assassin known as Nobody. Kind of like Gray Man, but Nobody. Nothing. Zother. In this one.
No one knows what you're talking about.
Yes, I do. In this one, Hutch tries to reconnect with his family on a vacation away from all the violence. Let's get out of here. Just, you know, take a break from all the violence. But after some punk picks on his daughter, he runs afoul of a local crime boss played by Sharon Stone. And a corrupt.
Oh, rad.
Yeah. And a corrupt sheriff played by Colin Hanks.
Sharon Stone is back.
Yes, and I saw her on, well, I watched it yesterday, but it was Wednesday night's Seth Meyers, so I watched the interview with her, and she looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How can you get me an age on Sharon Stone, please?
I'm going to say 67.
I'll say 66.
Okay.
I was going to say 67, too, and she is exactly 67.
Oh, yeah. That's 2 points in.
Yeah.
Point.
I'm happy to hear that she's working, though, because I've heard her talk about being blackballed because she says they think I'm difficult or different reasons, and I hate to hear that.
I want to say I heard there was a Basic Instinct reboot getting made.
Yeah,
yeah,
they were talking about it.
The thing I saw, I didn't watch the whole interview. but she was talking about playing villains, and it was just kind of funny because she was talking about, like, if I'm going to play a villain, I want to be bad. I don't like the, she doesn't want the person who is got a, you know, the villain with the heart of gold. She doesn't want to go into the next room and be like, wow, do you think I was a little harsh on him? Mm. Like, she wants to be the bad, bad, bad villain. So it'll be interesting. I mean, this maybe is a good part for her. So you saw the first one, and would you at all be interested?
No.
In Nobody 2?
No. I mean, I wouldn't say no to it if I sat down and the missus said, this is on, let's watch
That's
it.
What I
I'd watch it, but I'm not going to pursue it.
So Jorge in Newark via Odyssey texts us and says that it's the same people who made the John Wick franchise who made this, the Nobody 2.
Oh, how funny. Well, what about Nobody 1 or just Nobody? I mean, really, the return on investment was good for that one.
It's not a bad movie. And people know this guy from his other work.
Yeah.
He's a good actor, and I remember enjoying the movie. I don't remember any particular scene.
And remember, 2021, people still were not going to movie theaters. We were still in that kind of post-COVID
state. That's true.
Yeah.
I wonder if it went to like a rental thing at first. It made $57 million in 2021, which is saying something. You're right.
Is 21 even considered post-COVID at that point? Not really.
No, I feel like all of 2020 and all of 2021, we were
still wearing masks.
It was all, yes. Yeah.
Depends where you lived.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, it definitely did. It never even happened in Florida. Just ask my parents.
It's just a cold.
Right.
Snap out of it.
We have a very mild version of it down here. Anyway, that movie, Nobody 2, is out today. Highest to Lowest, starring our co-star in Flight, Denzel Washington.
Oh, that's the film name, Highest to Lowest?
Highest, number two, lowest.
Okay.
Highest to Lowest. And again, the trailers for all of these are up at the Ceremony Facebook page. Denzel Washington plays a record producer whose plans to buy back control of his label are disrupted when ASAP Rocky tries to kidnap his son and ends up kidnapping the son of a friend of his, I think his chauffeur, maybe. Spike Lee is the director, and they say it's a modern remake of a 1963 Japanese movie called High and Low. Ice Spice is also in it. This is her acting debut.
All right.
Well, there's that. There's a couple movies. Over the weekend on your television, Stand Up to Cancer is tonight. This is on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, HBO, Disney Plus, Hulu, Stand Up to Cancer. I don't know how many years they've done this now. But they do it on a Friday night and they try to raise money. It's only an hour. It will be available afterward. You can stream it after the fact. Sheryl Crow is the host and one of the performers. She'll also be delivering remarks alongside, Stand Up to Cancer co-founder, Katie Couric. Dolly Parton is going to be there. The people who are going to take the stage live tonight, the Jonas Brothers, Noah Cyrus, Gavin DeGraw. That one song of his.
I don't want to be, right?
Anybody other than
what I've been trying to be lately. I've been looking around rooms wondering what I got to do and who I'm supposed to be.
Ooh, that was great.
Thanks.
That song is like.
I love that song.
It's, yeah.
Mm.
The end.
That is a good
certified
one.
Banger.
Is it called I Don't Want to Be?
Who knows?
Whatever.
We played it here a lot.
I know, but I can't remember the title. But that song, though, can never forget it. Gavin DeGraw, Marcus King, Brothers Osborne, John Party, Jelly Roll, Dan and Shay.
It is called I Don't Want to Be.
I Don't Want to Be. All right. There are some pre-taped segments from Kevin Bacon, Jamie Foxx, and Tim McGraw, Reese Witherspoon, Keith Urban. And it's a one-hour commercial-free special. It airs tonight at 8 o'clock, 7 Central. Doesn't matter to us. So I assume because it's on all these networks, and it's supposedly live, we might be able to get this at 5 p.m. I'm not sure how that works. Maybe they'll rerun it at 8 p.m. And then it'll be available across all major U.S. broadcast networks and streaming platforms. They're putting it out everywhere. It's accessible on demand afterward, and it's happening tonight on your television, should you feel so inclined. Timothée Chalamet and Gwyneth Paltrow starring in a movie together. It's called Marty Supreme, and it's about ping pong.
It comes out today.
No. Oh. This is, I've moved on.
Oh.
The trailer is, I put the trailer up in this, and it's, in the trailer, he says, I know it's hard to believe, but I'm telling you, this game, it fills stadiums overseas. This is my Timothée Chalamet impersonation. And it's only a matter of time before I'm staring at you from the cover of a Wheaties box. I think Gwyneth Paltrow might play herself in this movie. But either way, if you are thinking Timothée Chalamet and Gwyneth Paltrow in a movie together.
The people who are so good at ping, like I love ping pong. And me and my friends, when we were young, we would play and drink. And it does get competitive. But when you see it at the pro level, it's practically unwatchable. Because they're too good. They're too good. And the table is small when you see them 10 feet back from it because they're hitting so hard. It just doesn't feel as watchable as, say, even tennis, regular tennis. Mm. The court is bigger. You have a little bit more.
Right, there's a lot
for
of
your
movement
eyes
and
to
action,
follow
right.
it. It's kind of like they used to, hockey used to, was coming up in the 90s. I mean, ice hockey. And they started trying to put a little tail on the hockey puck because they felt like maybe the average viewer can't keep an eye on it. And then there were the regulars or the old schools who were like, get that off my TV.
Yeah.
And the young people were like, I like it, but it just never caught. But it's hard. Certain sports don't translate to the viewing that he's talking
about. It does feel
about.
Like something I might look at on YouTube. You know, like, oh, this was really a funny thing happened during a ping pong match. That would be the only time. Do you have a ping pong table growing up? We had a ping pong table for a while, and it was just one of those things that, you know, I continued to suck at. So I put the paddles down and walked away.
We had a pool table.
Oh.
And that came with the house when we bought it. We moved from our first house when I was a little boy to, I think I would have been like 7. To this house in Irvine still, but that's the house where I all my memories are. And it came with a pool table. And so I played pool a lot. You know how you have that? And
are you any someone good at comes it?
I was.
Yeah.
You know, but
you
mostly what I like to do is jump balls and do dumb crap like that. My mom would hear the ball hit the wall and be like, oh, God. Mm. You know, why did
we drive a divot into the felt?
They had a chance to have that moved out before we moved in and didn't do it.
Mm.
They're heavy. You can't just get rid of that. It's not an easy
thing
to
move. And then what do you do with it? I mean, does it go to the dump or does someone take that from you?
I don't know who ended up with that.
All right, Ben, what's coming up in the news?
A lot of stuff, including a lady who will make you feel great about humanity after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Believe Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everybody. Oh my God, so exciting. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. We've got video reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily and links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com. AdvertiseSF@odyssey.com. And let us get your company or business or whatever it is on Alice.
Get you noticed. Advertising works.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. One of those things. We know it to be true.
Turns out we were behind the Amazon explosion.
Yeah.
And we didn't know it would go that big, like, the, you know, but originally.
Basically, we were the reason it worked.
We put them on the map.
Yeah.
Good job. Mm,
thanks.
Here's what's happening.
All right, I'm ready.
Really nice day already. Blue sky over downtown San Francisco as we broadcast from Studio 9 live here on Friday morning.
Mm-mm-mm.
Already beautiful out. Nice sunny day with highs in the low 80s expected.
Nice. Sounds perfect.
Okay, so Alaska's in the news this morning as two presidents meet in hopes of coming to a conclusion on the Ukraine war. Fingers are crossed. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
And that's happening today. So President Trump is in a plane flying to Alaska to meet President Vladimir Putin.
And Vladimir Putin.
They hope to bring to an end the war in Ukraine. You might want to invite Ukraine into that. But
I was thinking, it seems like someone's missing.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
Well, you know, we'll see. Fingers are crossed. That brings me to this story, which is a good one.
Okay.
I don't know how many people in your life you've met where you are just constantly in awe of their ability to achieve, to persevere, and to continue on. But I have a couple that I know of. And here's another one, a woman named Jessica Caldwell.
Okay.
She's earned 4 college degrees while working as a custodian at Texas A&M and raising 4 kids.
How did she pull that off? That's amazing.
CBS News did a story on her, and she's about to earn her credentials so she can switch careers from custodian to school teacher.
Mm. What did you say? Jessica Caldwell?
Jessica Caldwell. It's one of those stories where you just go, yeah, people can do this, but who does? Well, she does.
Yeah, this lady did. 4
She's
degrees.
A mother of 4 has achieved what many would consider impossible, earning 4 college degrees while working full-time as a custodian and raising her children. She worked at the school that she was actually going to, and she worked nights. So there she was, busy all night doing her custodian work and then going to school. She says when her shift ended at 5, she would care for her children and attend college courses.
Wow.
So she was cleaning buildings all night, then caring for her children, and then on top of that, attending college courses.
Where did sleep come in?
That's one of the points I'm trying to make, is there are people out there who are so impressive and so
driven, determined.
And I think that it often, and one of the people I'm talking about is a mom. This is a lady I know. I don't see her at all, but I know of her in that she never stops achieving and showing an example for her now grown children. She continues to pursue bettering herself and bettering her spot in life, as opposed to going, I got this. I'm done here.
I'm putting this thing in coast. And there,
I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with that. If you've set your goal and you've achieved your goal and you're done, good.
Right.
Good for you.
Enjoy your life that you have created for
I
yourself.
I am constantly impressed with people who just don't stop.
Right.
And this is a lady who just didn't accept what she had going for herself and pursued more. She said she would do her homework assignments on her lunch breaks and would, you know, when you are a parent and your kid is, how did Alec Baldwin put it?
A selfish,
thoughtless little pig.
Yes.
You know, kids do that. They often are like, there you are. You are the car you were underneath working on fell off the lift and is now, on your chest. And your kid comes in and goes, I need a sandwich.
Mm.
And you're like, well, dad's dying here.
Could you call 911? I get that you're hungry, but I'd be really great.
Maybe that's
if I
extreme,
could.
But you get my point.
Yes.
There you are as a human being suffering from sleeplessness or whatever. And your kid walks in and goes, I don't want what you made for me. I want this. Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Please notice me.
How many
I'm
times?
I'm not your butler.
That lady went through those types of moments where she's been working all night, busting her, you know what?
Four kids. That's no joke.
And one of them walks in and says, I don't like that. I want something else.
Hmm.
Oh my.
I'm going to hold you down and cram that cereal down your throat.
Anyway, Jessica Caldwell, mother of four, has achieved what many would consider impossible, earning four college degrees, working full-time as a custodian, and raising those kids.
Incredible.
Really impressive.
Way to go. Congratulations on all you've accomplished.
And now is going to become a teacher.
Oh.
So.
She obviously loves kids. Her own kids didn't put her off kids. Well, that's good.
Well, and to have achieved all that and not jump into a job that overpays her sucks. But, okay. She clearly wants to do the work. And that is who we want teaching.
Right. That is who we want teaching. People who care and work hard. No stuff. Teach us.
This next story is a reality due to technology. It just makes the news. And I thought, I'll do this real quick. A Santa Clara woman found a hidden camera inside her home.
Oh, God. I hate these stories.
She rents an apartment.
Okay.
Which many people do.
Yeah.
She discovered a hidden camera inside the vent. She called police.
In a bathroom?
It doesn't say exactly what room it was in. Let me see. She and her family moved into their apartment a few months ago. She was cleaning recently and she couldn't reach an air vent. So she asked her husband to help. Upon cleaning them, he noticed there was something shiny in the fan. You know, the ones in the ceiling?
Yeah.
He proceeded to take a look a little closer. Grabbed his tools, and sure enough, a spy camera came out from the vent. We got really scared, she says, and he proceeded to take it out because we didn't know, is this thing on? The police have now said it's not on.
Oh.
It wasn't recording.
Oh.
But it is an example of technology that may have been left behind by the previous renter or
the previous renter stalker.
Right. So I hate to say you may want to, look around your place, but you may want to look around your place. It does seem like that's something that could happen. They say this device was very small. It had a battery on it, which has since gone dead. Mm. It had capabilities for USB and memory cards. So just a
quick...
You just
wonder what that was about. Like, if it wasn't about this family that moved in. What was it about? Like, that's the whole hidden camera thing is actually, like, it's one of the creepiest things. You know, even people who will take a shot of you with their phone, like, oh, I dropped my phone, oops, right underneath your dress.
Mm.
Like, that's, there's always some dude trying to get a look at stuff.
Well, I told you many years ago.
Yeah, I'm well aware. Thanks. I'll take the bear.
Wherever there's a naked lady, there's a dude.
She's wishing for a bear.
Trying to get a look at her.
I know. It's just awful. And there's so, like, on the internet, there's all these places where, like, think of the worst. The whole, like, those toilet cams. I'm always like, who wants that? But well, I will say, when I go into, like, that's what always bothers me. Like, when you go into, like, you know, kind of a crummy restaurant bathroom or into a gas station bathroom, like some emergency, you've got to go to the bathroom and you have to go into this place. I'm always just like looking at all the vents. I check the toilet first, make sure there isn't a toilet cam.
And you do?
Yeah. Well, depends how bad I have to go, but yes.
I think most of these situations are just a husband who has made up a question while the wife is showering. That's more normal type of trying to see a naked lady.
Honey, I was wondering if maybe I'll go shopping later. And do we need oranges?
You know,
you sure look good in that shower.
Yeah, I mean, that seems like a little more normal. But anyway, this stuff does happen.
Just walk in and look. Just be like, I just wanted to look at you naked. And that might actually be like, oh, really?
Santa Clara woman finds hidden camera inside her home. Like, I know most people have technology in their house. I have two cameras at the beach apartment with an alarm and all the other stuff. So that's sort of the alarm system. It's not, and they're in plain view. So as soon as the burglar notices the camera, they're already caught on it.
Right.
So the end. I'm not trying to look at whoever stayed there the night before.
You don't have a bunch of cameras inside.
Now we have cameras
Sandy
all over the house we live in, and I don't have access to any of them.
Christina has them on Christina's phone. Yeah, the home security these days, you can cobble together a do-it-yourself situation that, like, I mean, I don't know if you guys had those installed, but like John has, we got cameras all around the house.
We have Nest Cam. Remember that? We actually did those for Nest Cam, and we've got them everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know which ones he has, but all I know is, like, he's constantly up on a ladder trying to fix something. Like, okay. I never look at them.
Well, you like him to be busy. So
I do. It's true. And it's good. He's a good little putter.
If he doesn't find something to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You'll find something for him, so I imagine that's
the best
move. I
actually asked him yesterday because he crossed something off his list. You know, he had this door, this lock didn't work, so he wound up having to replace the whole thing. Not the whole door, the whole lock unit.
Yeah.
But I go, as we're walking by, I point down at this threshold that needs to be painted. I'm like, and he looks at me, and I go, would you like me to make you a list? And he was like, no, thanks.
Right.
I'll get to it. I'm like, yeah, no rush.
If you're a fan of Nextdoor,
I'm not. No rush.
No rush.
You're putting a timeline on him? You're putting a timeline on him.
No, I just said no rush. Do it whenever.
No rush means the exact opposite of no rush.
Well, you don't tell him that. No,
he doesn't know. Get done. He doesn't know you.
I just went.
He knows.
You know, now that you've finished, I guess, what are you only going to do one thing today? This.
I was just saying that if you like Nextdoor,
I don't.
If you have a Ring camera, they have their own chat thing for in the neighborhood. Like, so when I lived in LA, everybody that had a Ring had a chat room, and you would just get freaked out because they would capture all this stuff, and you're like, what goes on around our houses after midnight? And yeah,
we've had people say, because you know we have a Ring and others in the neighborhood have Rings, and we've absolutely had people say, especially when we were robbed that time.
Yeah.
Like, you can work with your neighbors to find hopefully an angle
where
that gets the
license plate. Yes.
Or the thing. And so that's absolutely, I bet that's happening in neighborhoods everywhere.
It's got to be a lot harder to commit crime these days, you know?
Not really. We got a straight camera shot of the guy that stole our car. I know what he looks like. Mm. We never found him.
Mm.
The police never found. You know what?
Why didn't they run that through facial recognition
technology?
Because
they don't have that for your Ring cam video. There was nothing. I can see him right now. If he walked in, I'd go, "You're the guy."
Oh, that recognizable.
Oh,
that
absolutely.
Clear of a face shot. Did he have a baseball cap or anything on?
He did. Mm. He had a baseball cap on, but he looked right up as he was getting into the car. And
he looked up.
He looked right up, and there was the camera right in the
straight
face. And
he's like, "I don't even care.
I don't care.
Bye. Thanks for the car.
You left your keys in the car. I'm going to drive
That's
away with
you.
It.
You're dumb enough to do that. You can. There's no way you can run facial recognition technology on me.
School is back. And if it's not, it's back next week.
Mm.
So congratulations, kids. Summer is over.
No.
Yeah, no, it is.
They're not happy.
Did your kids do summer camp this year? Did you go to camp as a kid? Did you go to camp as a kid?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And then you worked at Camp Azawawaga.
Yeah.
Camp Samiga.
Camp Yumikas.
What?
Shmegmikas. Camp Yumikas.
Yumikas.
Yep. But there was a Y down the street, a YMCA down the street from my house, and I went to camp there, and I was a counselor there, too.
Almost half of Americans say they went to an overnight summer camp at least once as a kid. You did? Was it overnight?
It was not overnight.
Oh.
Yeah, day camp.
I didn't go to any of that stuff. 39% also did day camps where they came home each day. So a lot of people took up
the work day for your parents. They needed that.
Luckily, Sandy was home and
lucky.
And happy to hover.
Mm. Good job, Sandy.
And by being home, I went, well, I can't do anything around here. I got to get out of the house. So it was very simple.
It worked, Sandy.
I split. She got to watch her soap operas. Mm. She was a Days of Our Lives General Hospital lady. I don't know about the rest of your moms, but those were my mom's go-tos.
My mom was Days of Our Lives and Another World.
Oh, I don't know Another World. Mm. I ended up, because they were on if I'd walk into the house.
Yeah.
I ended up fully on the Luke and Laura storyline in General Hospital and the Beau and Hope storyline in Days of Our Lives. Mm. And this is now 40 something years ago. So I'm sure they've moved on from those characters.
They probably aged out and died. You know, has been a long time.
Yeah.
There was nothing else on TV in the afternoon.
Right.
Like I would come home and sometimes there'd be an after school special. Remember those? There would be like some, and it was usually like a feel good moral of the story, kind of a, mm-hmm. you know, kid who gets bullied gets, you know, ends on top or whatever. little Schoolhouse Rock action.
Or if they wanted to teach you a lesson. Remember the Scott Baio one where he smokes some doobie weed and ends up hitting his brother with an oar who's swimming next to him in the boat? And,
no!
Oh, yeah.
Is that one of the after-school specials?
Oh, yeah. Scott Baio. That was like a one I never will forget because I was like, oh, my gosh, if you smoke the doobie weed, you're going to kill your brother.
And unfortunately, the worst part is, there you are laughing after you've hit your brother and watching him drown because you're all high.
Yeah. Did he die?
I know it ruined his career. Like he was like a swimming champion or something.
Oh, the brother's career.
I don't remember if he died, but it was a really bad ending and Scott Baio learned his lesson.
The moral of the story is don't smoke the doobie weed, right?
Don't smoke the doobie weed.
You've ruined your brother's life.
Especially if you're going to get in a rowboat.
Here are some of the things we love the most about summer camp. Swimming was number one. Everybody loves it.
Yeah.
Hiking, arts and crafts, horseback riding.
Yeah.
Team sports, archery, capture the flag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's...
Yes, did that?
I've played that before. It's... you have to get past the other team, get their flag, and you have to bring it back over your thing.
Canoeing or kayaking.
Oh, yeah. Fun.
We did that.
Performing arts or putting on a play.
Yes.
And fishing. Round out your top 10. Favorite camp activities. The most hated activities were arts and crafts, hiking, team sports, swimming. Oh, so it's all the same stuff. There's nothing particular
I love arts and crafts.
The top.
That's where I learned to do macrame.
At summer camp?
Yeah, summer camp.
The top attributes people say they gained at summer camp were more self-confidence, better social skills, and becoming more connected to nature.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice. We do need that.
We do. Nature walks. Take one.
I can't get it out of my head that all a lot of the bad 70s and 80s teen flicks were things that happened at summer, like summer camp. Meatballs is a summer camp movie. Where
I love that movie.
I loved it too.
I wouldn't be doing radio if it wasn't for summer camp. Because I was a professional camp. I went to 4-H camp. I went to church camp at Peterkin Conference Center. Ding, ding. And science camp every summer. My parents just didn't want me around. But I would get so confident. I was confident at camp, like more than I was in high school. Like I would actually ask girls out at camp and stuff. Oh. And coming off of a camp, I was real confident when I was 16. And that's when I just walked into the radio station and said, I want to do this.
At 16.
At 16, yeah.
Wow. Did you walk into like a local radio station and they said what?
They said, can you get up at 6 a.m. on Sunday mornings and be here at 6 a.m.? I'm like, yep. And they're like, all right, we got a job for you.
You're hired.
Oh, yep. Did you have to play all the religious programs?
Played all the religious programs, the Sounds of Sinatra.
But you learned how to run the board and work the reel-to-reel players.
Yeah.
And...
Well, you start out, everybody starts out, at least I talked to my boss, my first boss about this, and he was like, every PD needs a guy who will show up.
Yeah.
That's the first, like, I just need
be there
a
when it
body
matters,
in
right.
here. And if you're consistently showing up, you are hired and we're never getting rid of you. And so that's one of those people where you go, why is that guy? Because he shows up. That's why. All right. Take it easy.
And then I've seen those people morph into, sometimes you don't even know what their jobs are. They're just like, we need that person. Mm-hmm. That person is... Like, I'm thinking of, there's a couple people here. I'm like, I don't even know what that person's job title is, but I know anything that goes wrong, we yell down the hall, hey, are you down there?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna help me with this?
I mentioned today being National Relaxation Day earlier, and then we talked about it a little bit, and I got it wrong. You don't get to include your run, even though that might be your way that you sort of reset your brain. According to the story, National Relaxation Day, which is today, is dedicated to promoting literally relaxation, like what Maddie said. You got to watch some TV. You can practice mindfulness with breathing exercises or meditation. Maybe even some chill yoga can count as relaxation.
Chill yoga, not the really hard.
Not the way I do it.
Not the hot room. Falling over.
You start to live for the hot room.
I can't hold it. I can't hold it. Ah! They say, enjoy a good book. Take a light walk in nature. Listen to calming music.
Sit in your hot tub.
You can prioritize self-care on National Relaxation Day. Schedule a massage. Take a bath.
Every day.
Do something that makes you feel good, but running doesn't get to count. Connect with friends and family. Share laughter. Enjoy quality time together. That's the focus on Relaxation Day. So there it is. Reset.
Now we know how to do today.
Don't go running, you goofball. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Did Taylor write a breakup song about Blake Lively?
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.